I know that I'm not as spiritual as y'all, but, you know, and I pray, thy kingdom come, your will be done. And when I pray that, I'm saying, God, I don't want to do nothing unless you want me to do it. I don't want to get angry, go off on people, because that ain't your will. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to be disobedient. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to even give finger signs when people pull out in front of me, because that ain't your will. I don't want to do nothing that you don't want me to do. So the first point that this text will demonstrate to us is that when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, we are saying to God, your will comes first. We are saying to God, I put my will on the back burner. And your will supersedes my will. And I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. In every situation. Oh, but she cussed me out. Love her. Be kind to her. Forgive her. What? Now? Yeah, now. Because I want your will to supersede my will. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Because if I just follow what I want to do, it's going to be a mess. So we are saying that his will becomes first. Even when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will, thy will be done. In other words, your will supersedes my will. So this is the way we must learn to pray it, because meaningful, life-changing prayer is couched in this principle that God is and we are not. God is God and we are not. And since he is God, we have to learn that when we ask him, thy kingdom come, your will be done, we are in essence saying, whatever you want.